Good morning. Welcome to the morning show with community news and affairs from the center. I'm Ron Fruit. Today's show welcomes members of the Richland Center High School FFA chapter. It gives us a chance to talk about what the FFA is going to be doing. One of the near-term projects, which I'll clue you in, is the coat drive. But it also gives us a chance just to be able to talk about what the FFA means and what it means to the three members who are with us today. It's a privilege to have Simone Sirian, Lacey Clark, and Jada Baker in the studio with us today. Simone is a past president of the RCHS FFA chapter and is a current member. Jada is a current member. She is a junior at Richland Center High School. Lacey Clark serves as the reporter for the FFA chapter and is a junior as well. To all of you, welcome to the program today. It's really nice to have you here. And Simone, I have to begin by congratulating you on the outstanding work you did in the state competition for the FFA and the discussion meet. That's really one of the crowning moments, being able to win that, of your FFA career to date, isn't it?
Of course. And thank you, by the way. Of course, it is a very monumental thing for me and for the chapter as well.
For you, was that a goal? I mean, everybody would like to do it, but I mean, was it within the realistic target of what you were hoping to do, Simone?
I'm going to be completely honest. The competition that I competed in was not my first one that I wanted. But truly, as I got more into it, it was the goal to win. And thankfully, we did win that.
Discussion meet. What is it and how does it work?
So the discussion meet is basically a mock of the Farm Bureau's discussion meet, which basically is six people that are just having a conversation about an ag-related issue that could be whether about the FFA program as a whole, or it could be the rising numbers within agriculture or the declining farmer rate. It really just depends on what's happening. From this year, the discussion was about the FFA organization, and after coming out of COVID, how can we get more people within the organization? So you have six people that just conversate about this issue, and you want to lead the conversation but not be controlling of the conversation. So you just want to go back and forth and just find a real solution as much as us FFA members can. And then you have two judges that judge the conversation and make sure you're doing it appropriately. So no interrupting, no harsh language or anything of the such. So you just go back and forth. It can be anything about the issue. And then you just come to a conclusion. And that's about it.
So the six people that are in the discussion meet, mm-hmm. are they the participants or the competitors, if you will, in this event?
I would think of them as the competitors. Truly, they are your friends and you want to truly come to a conclusion, but they are your competitors at the end of the day.
So when you won, did that mean the other five didn't?
Correct. So the first round is that you conversate with them and then the judges pick two winners. And then you do it again with the two winners and then a couple other people that were on another competition. And then you see who wins from that group of people.
So how do you judge something like that? I mean, they have to listen to every word that you're saying. And are they watching how you're interacting with your fellow discussion meet members?
Yes, they are. They're watching your gestures, your movements, your eye contact. They're also making sure that you're interrupting appropriately, that you're not cutting someone off mid-conversation. They're also making sure that you're taking notes and you're being attentive. They also want to know the facts. Do you know what you're talking about? Or are you just not knowing at all and just pulling it from the middle of your brain?
I'm thinking about this exercise. I think that 99% of the American population should have to be in discussion meet, Simone.
I agree. I really do agree with that.
Because really, it's a lot more about the knowing facts, isn't it? It's about communicating and it's about respect. It's about leadership, isn't it?
I would agree. It's truly about the leadership and the communication aspect, but it's also being able to argue appropriately and being able to be very civil with your discussion, even if you do a disagree.
That's awesome. What a great experience for you.
Yes, agreed.
Now, tell me about what your main points were. You know, how does the FFA rebound after COVID, and how do you make it so that it's doing the job that it's supposed to do for young people today?
I truly believe coming out of COVID, we did have Zoom meetings within the FFA organization, but getting back together and being able to meet such a state convention is truly a great opportunity for us. Being able to come together and truly meet people from all over the state or even all over the country, I think that bringing these ideas together, whether it's social media or coming together and taking that extra 20-minute drive to go see someone from a different chapter, I think that the ideas coming together are really what matter, even if it's not in person. But coming out of COVID especially, it is important that we do meet with people because we did realize how hard it is to communicate. So my solution to this issue was just making sure that we're going that extra step to talk to people and make sure that we're reaching out, because other ideas are very important to our chapters and honestly to the whole state as a whole.
What if somebody in the discussion meet would have said, I think that the FFA is stronger because of COVID? Would you have agreed or disagreed, Simone?
I would have 100% agreed. I think COVID did build us up to be stronger, but I also did think that it let us see the flaws and that we do really need to work on our communication as a whole. But honestly, I have no doubts that that is a correct statement.
You started, so you went to district, was it first, and then sectional, and then state. So is district like just the schools in our immediate area, or how does it work, Simone?
So districts is schools within our immediate area. So that would be us, Boscobel, Riverdale, schools like that. And then sectionals is a little bit bigger. So that'd be River Valley, Kickapoo, areas like that. And then state is the whole state. So every section and every district come together, and then the winners from those compete at state. And then we go from there.
Did you know anyone that was in the discussion meet at state?
I knew one of the candidates. She was running for state office. So I knew her because the grapevine, you know, you get to know people. So I knew her, and that was about it.
Well, congratulations on work well done. It actually is the first place win at a state competition for Richland Center in a long, long time, isn't it?
Yes, a very long time. First state win in a very long time, and hopefully another one this year.
Are you going to do the same thing again?
Unfortunately, I cannot do discussion meet again since I'm already a state winner.
You didn't want to anyway, did you?
I was hoping it would go to nationals, but unfortunately we do not have a national level for the place I was in. But hopefully this year I'll be competing in two other events, so hopefully those will go to nationals.
What are they?
So I will be in extemporary speaking, which is basically you get 30 minutes to write a speech, and then you give that speech to a panel of judges, and then they ask you questions at the end. And then another one is prepared speaking, so I will write a 5 to 7 minute speech, and then give it to a panel of judges, and they will also ask me questions.
You like it?
I love public speaking.
That's awesome. Well, best wishes. I hope it goes well. And that process will begin fairly soon, won't it?
Yes, it will. Competitions start the third week in January.
Wow. So you have to be really well prepared so that you can move on to each step.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, as long as your microphone is on, I'm going to begin with our first question just in general, and that is, why are you in FFA, and how is FFA serving you well at Richland Center High School, Simone?
So I'm an FFA because when I was a little seventh grader, I had a lovely lady come up to me and say, hey, I need you. You're an FFA now. So that's how my journey began. I've moved a couple times, so I've met all kinds of people all over the state. So I've just continued to grow my love for the organization. I've met people all over, and the ideas and the thoughts and the processes that get spread through communication and such is just amazing. I never thought that I'd be in these shoes. But Richland Center, personally, I think that it is such a unique chapter because we are growing so quickly and so rapidly, and we're trying to get our name out there as fast as possible. And I've never met people that have so many ideas and so many different things they want to do. And so I'm just really excited because I have another year here, and I'm excited to continue making those ideas happen.
Is there any agriculture in your background?
I do have a couple people in my family that do come from an agricultural background. My mom does. We live in the country. I love agriculture. I love the idea of it, small scale, large scale. So there's a little bit back there.
Will your career choice, if you've made one, reflect a love of agriculture?
Yes, it will. I'm hoping to go to a 4-year college with agriculture and then continue going to law school to hopefully practice law within agriculture.
Good for you. I think about just the whole realm of FFA. If you weren't interested in agriculture at all, FFA would still be a very good program for you, wouldn't it?
Of course. FFA just has so many other opportunities than just agriculture, whether that is leadership, mechanics, communications. There's all kinds of things. Like, you can sell business ideas. Personally, it is so much more than what people make it out to be. So honestly, if anyone is interested, I would say do it.
How would your time at Richland Center High School be different if there wasn't an FFA chapter?
If I didn't have an FFA chapter, I probably wouldn't be hanging out with the people I hang out with. I would not have the friends I have, and I don't think I'd be on the path I am right now.
Does it help you academically in your other subjects because you're in FFA, Simone?
Of course. I am not a love for science. I do not like science, but FFA does help me understand whether that is learning about soil management, because there is chemical processes that are in there, so that does transfer over to academic learning.
Sounds good. Nice to have you here today.
Yep, thank you.
Simone Sirian, past president of the Richland Center High School FFA chapter and a current member. Jada Baker is with us today. Jada is a junior at RCHS and a member of the FFA. Jada, welcome. It's good to have you on the air this morning. Why did you choose to be a part of FFA?
I chose to be a part of FFA because last year I met Simone and she said, hey, you should join this. So I did.
History repeats itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What did you know about FFA when Simone came up and said, I think you should be in FFA, Jada?
I honestly had no idea. I was really confused. But then she explained it to me, and I don't know.
What brought you in? What part of it that she talked about was most important to you, Jada?
Just like the community, like within our chapter, we're all pretty close.
Is there any ag background in your family?
No, not really. Not.
So FFA, do you have an interest in agriculture? Or is it that leadership building skill that FFA provides that really appeals to you, Jada?
It's definitely the leadership thing, because before I was not very outgoing. I think FFA brought that out in me.
So in other words, coming and doing a radio show that's live wouldn't have been in your wheelhouse then.
No.
Well, it's good to have you here today. How is FFA helping you? And are there some ways that you've really learned and benefited and leave you to say, I'm really glad I'm a member of FFA?
I used to never know much about agriculture, and it's definitely brought out a lot of information. I get to see everyone's point of view from all different sides, and it's really helpful.
Is this your first or second year? How long have you been in FFA, Jada?
Second year.
Okay. So did you study a whole different line of things? So let's say, for example, as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior, mm-hmm. is there a curriculum for each one of those years that you will address so that you learn a variety of things?
My freshman year, I didn't have any agriculture classes. Mm-hmm. I was online during COVID.
Oh,
but
sure.
But then when I came back, then I started taking a lot more ag classes.
Has it had an impact on your career choice? Have you decided what it is you'll do?
I'm guessing I'm going to do some sort of early childhood education, but it might help.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be my next question. How do you see the leadership opportunities in FFA helping you in your career choice, Jada? Be that early childhood or something else?
It's definitely helping me talk to different people and reach out and know more connections to people.
Sounds good. So Simone didn't sell you a bill of goods. It was a good idea to be a part of the FFA,
yes.
Right? It's good to have you here today as well. Lacey Clark joins us as well. Lacey is the reporter for the Richland Center FFA chapter. Lacey, it's good to see you again. Welcome to the program.
Nice to see you too.
Why did you get involved in FFA? What about it was appealing, Lacey?
So when I was probably a sophomore, I see no one with the same interest as me. And we had a great FFA advisor, and she was like, hey, like, this is what this chapter is about. And I was like, that's me. That is me. And so I joined it, and here we are.
I look at you and I think about 4-H, because 4-H has been an important part of your growing up experience. Are there similarities between 4-H and FFA, or is the combination of the two really helping you the most, Lacey?
So there's definitely, they're not the same. There's a lot of relations in between them. A lot of people have asked me, why are you in FFA and 4-H? So you can show animals through FFA and 4-H. I show them through 4-H, but FFA offers me so much more with school and so much more out in the community, versus you meet a lot of new people in 4-H and you do more with counties, versus in FFA, you do more within the people at school and meet more people.
So the combination of the two is serving you well, and my guess is your recommendation to others would be to consider doing both too.
Yes, 4-H and FFA are definitely not the same thing. They both offer a lot of opportunities for someone looking into agriculture, showing animals. It's not even just showing animals or agriculture. You can do sewing, panoramas, foods, anything that you choose to do. You can show anything at the fair. It's crazy.
Simone really enjoys public speaking. Do you have to do public speaking to be in FFA?
Not necessarily. You can choose if you want to be not very much involved or if you want to be super involved. So there's some people that they don't want to be very involved. They just come to like the monthly meetings and do the little things. And there's other people like Simone that so outgoing and loves to do the stuff in FFA, which is great.
So where does Lacey Clark fit into that scheme of life?
I'm hoping to do more this year. I didn't do any of the discussion meet or anything last year. But we're getting there. We're definitely getting there.
So what are you thinking you might do? And when do you have to make your mind up? Is that something, you know, if your first competition is January, is it something you're starting very soon?
Yes. So we're going to start practicing. Hopefully we're going to do great this year. We're hoping to have at least two people go to state, which would be great. Definitely going to be a lot of fun.
But even if you don't go to state, even if you don't win at district, just the practice is valuable, isn't it?
Yeah, and definitely being able to say that you did it. I mean, just getting that far is awesome.
So you practice the discussion meet and some speaking, and then you have a killer demonstration in 4-H, right?
Yes.
How about your career choice, Lacey?
So I'm looking to be an agriculture education teacher.
You are?
Yes. Definitely FFA advisors have encouraged me to do so. Lots of fun. And usually with an agriculture education teacher, you are an FFA advisor. So that's what I'm looking to do here in the future.
So will every one of your students have to have a rabbit?
No, not at all.
I ask you that because that's been a key project for you over the years,
yes,
hasn't it?
Yes, I've shown rabbits for eight years, every year I've been in 4-H. And I definitely didn't know FFA then, but every year I've been in 4-H has been a rabbit.
But if you're lucky, you know, discussion meet will be about rabbits. You know, that would be awesome.
Yeah, hopefully. I definitely know what I'm doing then.
But as an FFA advisor, agriculture teacher, you would have incredible opportunities to impact young people, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of people that have impacted us three. So I'm looking to do the same thing for our future. Definitely like getting others to know what it's about and who we are. And even educating the community would be awesome for us too. And like I said, the future's, it's our future, so we need it.
Mm-hmm. If we were to turn the clock back, Lacey, when I was a member taking agriculture in school almost 50 years ago, virtually everyone in my class, you know, came from the farm or knew about the farm. Your class is entirely different, and by the time you get to be an FFA teacher, you'll face an entirely different classroom than what there would have been years
before,
won't
you? Most definitely, yes. It's definitely different than what it used to be. A lot of people see it as, it's a whole bunch of farmers that are about their animals. It's definitely not. It goes as far as people that live in a city to people that live out in the middle of nowhere. It's not based on where you live or what you do. It's based on where you want to go.
I think a great discussion meet topic for you would be why we need involved and committed FFA advisors and agriculture teachers.
Yeah.
Would be a good one.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, best wishes. Did you make that choice to be an FFA advisor and teacher before you were an FFA?
No, definitely not.
So it impacted you significantly, didn't it?
Yeah. I didn't know where I was going, really. I had no idea, and I had no idea what I was getting into, but it's definitely brought me somewhere.
Boy, good luck. I hope it goes well because I think it's a wonderful career choice.
Thank you.
Good for you. Well, you have in front of you some notes. A project that we heard about from the FFA last year was your coat drive. And you're making plans again this year, aren't you?
Yeah, so we're looking to have our coat drive from December 1st to January 6th. We're collecting lightly used winter gear, so hats, mittens, coats, snow pants, anything. And our places that we are going to be having locations are WCCU, both locations, the People's Bank, the Community Center, and Jones's. And we will be having a collection date where we go to Walmart on January 22nd. December 22nd, and from 2 to 4 p.m.
So just before Christmas, December 22nd.
Yes.
So we could bring them to Walmart. You'll be there in the late afternoon?
Yes.
Okay.
From 2 to 4.
Okay.
And if you are in need of a coat, definitely reach out to us. We don't have a steady plan on where they're going yet, but we're looking at giving them to daycares, people in need, health and human services. So let us know if you need a coat. We'll reach out. I mean, you reach out to us, and we will definitely get back to you and get one to you
Is this primarily geared coats for young people? Is it coats for anyone in the community, Lacey?
Coats for anyone and everyone.
Okay. You had an incredible response last year, didn't you? I mean, you can I say it correctly that you had a mountain of coats?
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, we sorted them out by sizes and away we went. It definitely took a long time, a lot longer than what we thought, and we did a lot better than what we thought was going to happen. And there was a crazy amount of coats left over. Like you said, yes, a mountain. Miss Edwards' room was just crazy. Like, there was coats everywhere. It was just, you would have never believed it.
But you also found a need for those coats, didn't you?
Yes. I mean, it's great. People giving to other people. It's just somebody needing to make a standpoint on how it's going to happen.
So for the FFA chapter, is this what you would consider one of your community service projects then? And is that an important part of FFA?
Yes. It's definitely getting our name out there. And something like this is too, talking on the radio. That's what we want to be. We want to be out in the community and being here for anyone that can use us.
Simone, let me turn to you if I'm remembering right, because you and Lacey talked about this last year. But this was really a project that was student-driven, wasn't it? Where you got started and said, this is something we want to do?
Yes, that's correct. Last year, my vice president, Gabby, who is now the president this year, we were discussing it. We came to the conclusion that out of COVID, it was really hard financially for some people to stay warm. So it was just an idea that we brought to the table, and it took off. We had so much help from our other FFA members and community members. So it just took off from there, and we had a great turnout. That is why we're doing longer this year. We're doing a month for collecting coats, because last year it seemed like there wasn't enough time for us. So we're just doing it a little bit longer this year, hoping to get the same turnout and maybe even more.
Was this an idea that you borrowed from another FFA chapter, or was this something that you spearheaded from within?
I feel as though, I'm not remembering correctly, but I think I heard it at state convention the previous year. There are people up north that were doing a coat drive as well. And I always thought that was a really good idea. And so I brought it down here. I primarily was focusing on the kids because I know there are some kids that aren't able to get those resources. And they're not able to get hats and mittens. And it's very important for them to stay warm. They're little. They need it. So that was where my idea was. But then it just took off from there. Like, it was incredible.
What do you think you as an FFA chapter learned from the coat drive last year, Simone?
I personally think we learned that this world is a lot bigger than we think it is. We realize there are people from different backgrounds, people from different places that we just need to support. We are a community and we need to be there for each other. It's not everyone for themselves. We truly are a community and we need to be there for each other.
Did you get a chance, Jada, to be a part of that effort last year?
Yes.
Were you surprised by the number of coats that you were able to collect and what you learned?
Yeah, I did not think that it was going to turn out as big as it did last year, but we're thankful that it did.
But it also leaves you with high expectations and hopes this year, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Do you remember some of the conversations that you had when those coats started to come in and you realized, hey, we've done something really good?
Yeah, we were all just shocked. We're like, I don't know if people are going to take these. And then we ended up getting rid of every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. Which was really rewarding, wasn't mm-hmm. it? Well, what you really need is a carbon copy of last year, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
So, Lacey, let's go back to those collection times and places. Is it good to start right now, or did you say it's the 1st of December it'll get underway?
So we're going to start on the 1st of December.
Okay, so this Thursday then?
Yes.
Okay.
And then until January 6th. And like I said, the places are the People's Bank, Community Center, Jones's, and WCCU, both locations.
And then on December 22nd, you get out of school early. So instead of going and watching cartoons or doing something else, you're going to go and collect coats at Walmart, aren't
yep,
you?
Yep, from 2 to 4 p.m. And hopefully that'll go great. Last year, it was crazy. We had carts full of them, packing people's back of their cars full, taking them up to the school and coming back. It was just, it's crazy, but so thankful for it.
Sounds good. And then we need to really stay tuned and be listening for how and when you will distribute, and you're working out those plans now.
Yes. But like I said, if you're in need of a coat, let us know. We're more than happy to get them to you.
Sounds good. And what would we do? Just simply call the school and ask for the FFA or send an email? Or?
Yes, either or. Anything works.
So from the school website, we could find that, couldn't
yes.
we?
Yes.
Sounds good. Our guests today on the morning show, Lacey Clark, Jada Baker, and Simone Sirian, all three had a part of the opportunity to be a part of the national convention, and we're going to talk about that experience next. Simone, let me again begin with you. You had been to national convention before, hadn't you?
Yes, I have. I went last year with our other FFA advisor. It was a great experience.
For you, did it meet your expectations, exceed your expectations?
So the first year I went, it was incredible. So many people. Like, I thought there was a lot of people there, and there was only about 40,000 people there, including FFA members, advisors, parents, and everything of the such. This year we went, and there was about 65,000. So you were elbow to elbow with people. It was incredible. We go to the Lucas Oil Stadium, and the stadium was full this year. Like, there was no extra seats. You were all the way up in the nosebleeds.
What was your expectation the first year? Did you go to just say, I want to survive? Did you go and say, I want to learn and bring something back to the chapter? I want to grow as an individual, or something entirely different, Simone?
As a sophomore, I was really hoping just to come back in one piece. I was really hoping just to be alive at the end of it. But 100%, I went there to learn. I wanted to see the opportunities. I've heard so much about it from past FFA members and my mom. So I was going there to learn. That was my whole thing. And as being the president, the upcoming year, I wanted to learn. So we went there and I learned so much about leadership. I learned different ideas. I talked to countless colleges, different programs, seed companies, and all of the such.
So it really is, it's almost like a great big trade show, convention, / self-improvement, motivational type event, isn't it?
100%. There's colleges from all over the country. So it's all 50 states plus the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. So everywhere, people from everywhere, every type of background of life. It's incredible.
So Jada, you went this year. Was this your first national convention?
Yes, it was my first.
What did you expect? And was it anything like you thought it might be?
I did not expect there to be as many people as there was, and how friendly everyone was. I did not expect it.
You all had to wear your blue jackets, right?
Yep.
Did you ever see so much blue in all your life?
Yes. Definitely first.
What was the most memorable part of your experience at the national convention, the FFA convention?
I think the most memorable part for me would be zooming through the expo center and just like talking to every different table and what they're about and what they're for.
So were you given an assignment as an FFA member that you had to, you know, do this or do that or attend so many sessions? Or is it more just trying to make sure that you know where you're at and what you're doing?
We did have to take pictures with like different, like a picture from every state and like different people and just with different things across the Expo Center.
Did you feel when it was over that you had experienced something that could be life-changing for you?
Yeah, it was really fun, and I can't wait to do it again next year.
Oh, so you're on board right away then. When you think about motivation, what motivated that? Was it the friendliness of the people? Was it a speaker you heard? Was it just being able to spend time away from home and being given that new experience?
It was nice to be away from home, but also, yeah, just the kindness of all the people, and the speakers were also incredible.
Not that you couldn't meet incredible people here, mm-hmm. but taking you out of your element and putting you amongst 67,000 people was an experience that's hard to duplicate at home, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about you, Lacey? Was this your first national convention?
Yes, it was. Definitely an experience.
Is there anything that you've done like it that would compare to the national FFA convention?
Definitely not. It's just crazy how many people you meet. And like Simone said, they're so friendly. It was crazy. Like, you went up to someone and there was no hesitation with starting a conversation with them because they were so friendly. It was crazy.
So did it motivate you to be friendly?
Yes, very much so. You just talk to everyone. It was like, you would have never thought that you were talking to someone from Puerto Rico, or Colorado. It was just crazy that they were right there next to you and you had no hesitation to just catch a conversation with them quick.
All 67,000 different unique individuals, but did you find that they had some similar interests, similar challenges, and similar aspects of their life to what you have here, Lacey?
Most definitely. You've seen the people going to, like, we got to go to a leather stand and you got to make a keychain, and everyone was there. I mean, they obviously had the same interest as you, but people definitely did look at us like, you're crazy sometimes, because when we were taking pictures with the back of their jackets, it was just, they're like...
Was it like a scavenger hunt for
you
guys?
Yeah, so like we all had to find each jacket. So like we'd walk up to someone, hey, you're from Colorado, we need your jacket still. Hey, you're from Kansas, we need that one.
Forced you out of your comfort zone, didn't it?
Yes, most definitely.
But, you know, a world wants to know. Did you get all 50 states?
No, not even close.
Did you, Simone?
I was so busy partaking in everything else, I didn't even have time to take pictures. I wasn't on my phone pretty much entirely the whole trip.
Jada, how about you?
Well, Simone and I were partners, so we didn't do much.
All right, then. Sounds like you passed. You did what you were supposed to. What was most memorable for you, Lacey?
Probably bringing back everything that you learned from the other people there. It's crazy how many people don't know what Culver's is. There was booth there, and that's crazy to me. People don't know what Culver's is. They're like, this ice cream's good. And then you have like the Wisconsinites. They're like, that's custard. And we're like, whoa. Like, it's crazy. Like, how many people are like, don't know what Culver's is.
So what did you learn that other people already knew? What was brand new for you? Or are the Wisconsin kids just so well-informed that nothing took you by surprise?
Definitely about the...
What? So what was... Was it something in a program? Was it something just meeting people, Lacey?
So there was actually some foreign exchange students that went from people, like, schools around us. And we went to a rodeo, and they looked at the rodeo. They're like, people do this. Like, people get on those bulls, and, like, there was this one girl that was with a super sweet lady. She's like, what's going on? She's taking videos, and we're like, yeah, cheering them on. She's like, you guys do this for entertainment? And we're like, yeah. She just couldn't believe it. So it's unique how people don't know, like, how different cultures are.
That's awesome. Well, we think about the National Convention, Simone. Is it something that's an elective for FFA members? Do only officers get to go? How does it work?
Personally, when I was president, I thought of it as you have to earn it to go, because it is a privilege. It's not just guaranteed. It depends if you're active in the chapter, what you do, how you do it, if you're respectful, and if we can trust you to take you couple hundred miles away from home. I think I won state, so I was able to go, and I drugged Jada along with me. She didn't have a choice. So it's not a privilege, but 100%, if you put in the effort and you're active in our chapter, there's a guarantee that you'll be able to go. And we do have funding, so we do help out with the costs. And so it's just an amazing opportunity.
It's also a time when there are FFA members who've done exceptionally well that receive national awards. So it's a very special time for some members too, isn't it?
100%. There is the American Award that you can get when at National Convention. You do have to put in a lot of hours, a lot of work to be able to receive it. And it's usually kids that have already graduated. And when you're at a high school, you can get it. And then you also get to meet your new national officer team and just all that fun stuff. So there's just so many opportunities and so many awards and so many just things that happen there that are just incredible to see.
Is there an idea that you brought back, the three of you, and I guess, you know, all your microphones are on. Was there an idea that you brought home that we might see incorporated into the RCHS FFA chapter, Simone?
Personally, I think that this year our goal is to really work on our communication with our community. I feel like we do have communication there, but it's very laggy. We'll say something and it'll take a minute to get there. So I think from talking to other chapters, I 100% think we're going to work on our communication and our community skills. So that's one thing I brought back.
How about you, Jada? Was there something you brought back, or is that, do you agree with what Simone said?
I agree with what Simone said. I think our communication is definitely going to improve a lot from going there.
So, in other words, it's really sharing the story of the FFA so that people understand who you are and what you're about.
Yeah.
How about you, Lacey? Was there something you brought home that you hope you can incorporate? And being a reporter for your chapter, was that an opportunity for you?
So, yeah, a lot of thing with the reporter is communication. Communication is key. If we don't have communication, we ain't getting nowhere. Communication with the community, communication with each other, communication with the advisor, that's key. Getting out in the community, communication.
Sounds good. Would you go back to the national convention if you have the opportunity?
Most definitely. It was a lot of fun. Definitely an experience for every FFA member, hopefully, to have. Definitely not for everyone. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people there.
Sure. Well, and I think, Simone, in terms of that, trying to incorporate and give other people opportunities for those life-changing experiences, that's only going to help and make your FFA chapter stronger, isn't it?
100%. Getting those ideas and getting different perspectives, taking different kids that have different thinkings and different skills down there for them to be able to grow and be able to see different things. Because our FFA is all about bringing people together for one true idea and one pathway that they're all going to go down.
Talking about some changes in the chapter, you have a new advisor this year, Simone.
That is correct. Her name is Jenna Fetting. Sweet lady she is. She just came into our program this year. So she did grow up in Reedsburg, so not too far away from us. So she is showing some of the Reedsburg pride she has. So we're getting to know her a little bit this year. She did go on state convention with us and our past advisor, Miss Edwards. So she's just getting the ropes of things, hopefully to have some more stuff coming this spring. But we're really excited to have her here.
Sounds good. I also asked you during the break if having the middle school now at Richland Center High School in the same building has had an impact or change with the FFA chapter.
Oh, for sure. There are so many middle schoolers that are now within our FFA program. Last year, Miss Edwards is really focused on getting a new generation coming up because we didn't really have too many middle schoolers since we were separated. But now we have 10, 15 that come to the meetings every single month, and they're very active within our program.
So, in other words, do they have the same rights and responsibilities as juniors do, or is there a difference there for 7th and 8th graders?
They do not have the responsibilities we do. They don't have cars, so they can't really just hop in and come help us, but we do rely on them for their help and their input because they're going to be the next ones running this chapter. So it is really exciting to hear what their ideas are and what they're thinking. We're also getting them into like different competitions that we have coming up. We do have our middle schoolers competing in Quiz Bowl, so we have a pretty good team there. And just getting them involved. That's our main focus right now.
Sounds good. Well, good luck in that. How about a final question for each one of you?
All right.
So that we'll know that Simone has done this because she recruited Jada. That's what we had. But if today you are chosen to be a key recruiter for the Richland Center FFA chapter, what is your pitch line? So let's begin with you, Simone. What do you say to a potential or prospective FFA member?
So my main pitch is you don't have a choice, you're doing it. that is my main line. If you give people an option, they're more likely to opt out. So the second you say, hey, like, I need you, this is up your alley, invite them to meetings, they're more likely to come. I don't give people a reason to say no. I tell them they gotta come.
How will they benefit because they have to come?
Usually they're a little shy at first, but the second you learn that we're all just a bunch of goofy people in one location that all share the same passion for agriculture and the leadership and the opportunities that this program has, you warm up pretty quickly. Our last meeting was line dancing. I've never seen so many middle schoolers line dancing in my life. You just got to tell them that you just got to get out there. That's all you got to do. And you'll realize how fun and amazing it is.
So if somebody says, why would you line dance? Is it a part of friendship building and team building?
So we're just really, we do have maybe something coming this spring. I'm not going to give too much information on that one quite yet. But we want to bring some of that culture up here because it is a very Southern thing to be line dancing. And we did see some at National Convention and some people were interested. So we are getting a little boot scootin' boogin' up here, let me say.
So you did see some things at the National Convention.
Oh, we
you?
Saw a lot of things. We did start a flash mob doing the Cotton Eye Joe. That was something that happened.
Jada, you're a recruiter. What do you say to convince someone to be a part of the FFA?
There's nothing to lose. Once you join, you're like, thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity.
You're going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Lacey?
What can you be out? It's only going to benefit you. My main thing is offer people rides. That's their main thing. You need a ride? Here we are. Definitely a main part of having high schoolers in FFA is having transportation.
Sure.
And yeah, it's definitely something for somebody else to join. There's nothing you can be out on it.
Well, let's recap. Again, your coat drive begins this Thursday. If we'd like to contribute, and it can be hats, gloves, mittens, coats, right?
Correct, yes. And the places are People's Bank, Community Center, Jones's, and WCCU.
Both locations for the WCCU.
Yes, correct.
And then if we mark our calendar for December 22nd from 2 until 4, you'll be at Walmart there.
Yes.
Will you be by like one of the entrances where people can bring their coats that day?
Correct. So you can come see our lovely faces and we'll be sitting out there waiting.
Well, how can we turn down an opportunity like that?
I know.
Sounds good. Thanks to the three of you for being here today. It's been a treat to have you on the air. Congratulations on your accomplishments. And I hope that this time next year, a conversation about FFA accomplishments will include even more as you grow and build the chapter and look forward to making it serve our community well. Thanks. Great to see you. Our thanks to Jada and Simone and Lacey for joining us, and for you as well, being a part of today's morning show.